Thank you, Brother Rick. Well, I'm telling you, I'm afraid that's what's wrong with a lot of folks today. They've lost the amazement of God. And, boy, I stand amazed. Every time I get in this book, every time I bow myself in prayer, I'm amazed of what God is and what God has and what God's going to do. Amen. And we ain't seen nothing yet, I can tell you that. And I am thankful for that song and the truth of that song. And I stand amazed. And I hope this morning we didn't come for you to see me. And I surely didn't come to see you. I come to see the Lord this morning. And that's what I need this morning. Not just this morning, but every day. And our desire this morning that God would just spark our hearts. I know the world we're living in. I see the things that you see. I hear the things that you hear. But listen, friend, there's something bigger. And there sure is something better. And it's found in this great book and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So sure want to encourage you to get involved in all you can with this precious book. Read it, study it, eat it. Amen. And then get in here and serve the Lord the best you can. Amen. All right, take your Bibles this morning to the book of Song of Solomon. That's over in the Old Testament. If you don't have a Bible, there should be one in the pew there. We encourage you to follow along as we read this morning. Again, never take a preacher's word. Well, preacher, that sounds terrible. Preachers are made out of the same stuff you are. And but this book is nothing but truth. And so follow along with us this morning, and I'm glad I can say the Scripture says. And it doesn't matter what I say, but what the Scriptures say. And I'm thankful the Lord sure leads us, guides us, gives us a message to speak in these days. The book of Song of Solomon, find Psalms, Proverbs, keep turning there towards a couple more pages, and you'll finally fall into the book of Song of Solomon. And what a book. A lot of people never read the Song of Solomon. Very little preaching out of the Song of Solomon. But I'll be honest with you, the Song of Solomon is probably one of my favorite Old Testament books. People say, well, I don't understand it. Well, just keep reading it. It'll get more real to you. Probably one of the greatest love stories you'll ever read is found in the Song of Solomon. And what a love between a man and a woman that we find here. But greater than that, the love that's described here is the love of God towards you and I. And boy, I wish, I love my wife, I love my children, I do. But if I don't love God, that love there is really in vain. The only way I can really know how to love my wife and love my children the way I should love my wife and love my children is because I know the Lord. And so I thank God for the love that we find here in this book. If you found your place, Song of Solomon chapter 2 this morning, if you can, we'll stand together out of honor and reverence to this book. And we'll read a couple of verses, and then we'll pray, and then you can be seated this morning. Song of Solomon, chapter 2 this morning. Let's begin reading in verse number 14 this morning. And listen to the wording this morning. He says, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me see thy countenance. You ever have a desire just to... some of you have been in the military. You've had to ship out. You've been away from your family for days upon days. And isn't it something just to be able to come home, have a desire to see your wife or your husband, have a desire to see your children? Now, I know. I've worked in public work most of my life. I've worked around men that just had that sorry attitude. I ain't going home. I don't want to see her. I'm thankful I've never had that attitude. Amen. I'm ready to leave. I want to go home. I want to see my wife. I like being with her. And that's what we find here in verse 15. Listen to it again. O my dove, thou art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs. Let me see thy countenance. Let me hear thy voice. For sweet is thy voice, and thy countenance is comely. And then verse number 5 says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Let's pray and we'll let you be seated. Father, we sure are thankful once again, God, for, Lord, that love. Lord, you tell us that you first loved us. And God, I'm thankful this morning because of that love, I can love you. And Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you'd help us to just love you more. I know your love never changes. I know your love never ceases. And God, I pray this morning, though our love, God, would just draw closer to you. God, that you'd refresh that love. God, that you'd remove anything, God, that might hinder that love. And God, as we get ready to leave this place here in just a little bit, Lord, as we go throughout our afternoon and the days ahead, God, help us just to fall in love more and more and have a desire to see you, have a desire to hear you. And God, I just thank you again for the privilege, God, just to be in this place. Thank you for the good fellowship. Thank you for the wonderful songs this morning. And God, thank you for this precious book. Thank you for your spirit this morning that moves in our heart. And we'll praise you for what you do here in this place, Lord. For us in Christ's name we do pray and we do ask. Amen. You'll be seated this morning. Hold your place there at Song of Solomon chapter 2 and find Luke chapter 13 this morning. Luke chapter 13 this morning. We'll be going there in just a moment. Song of Solomon chapter 2, once again, we find in verse 14 again that desire that we see there to see and to hear. And as soon as he removes from that statement of love and a desire to see and a desire to hear from one another in that love that God has for us and we should have for him, he runs straight into verse number 15. He says there, after talking about love, after talking about desire, after wanting to see, after wanting to hear, he goes into chapter 15 and he says, take us the foxes. Why? He says, take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines. Notice why. For our vines have tender grapes. He goes from that place of a desire to hear and a desire to see to go to the place that we must learn to guard. Today, I'm afraid that we have opened ourselves up to so many things. That little thing you carry in your hand. We were sitting at the dinner the other day. I think it was at the fish camp there in Yaganville. And I looked at my wife and my children and I said, wonder what they did before cell phones. I mean, you looked around the whole place, everybody. Right. Wonder what people did around a table before they had a cell phone. Right. Oh, yeah, they used to talk, didn't they? They used to laugh and have a conversation. But now everybody's... We were at another restaurant. You're short at all the restaurants. If you travel like me and her travel, we never go home. We was at another restaurant, and I said, look at that. Two people. I believe it was a mom and a son. The son was probably in his early 20s. They were sitting there at a table for two. Small table, chair on each side. A mama and a son. I said, look at that. There sat a mama sitting there eating all alone. I thought she said her son was with her. He sat on the other side with earphones on his head. And a phone in front of him and never opened his mouth the whole time that we sat there. I thought, well, what a shame.
Yeah. Amen.
What a terrible thing.
Wickedness.
But again, we find again the love that God says, I desire to talk with you. I desire to see you. And with that love connection, he goes into the next verse and he says, take up the foxes, the little foxes, that spoil the vines. Why? Because we have those tender grapes. You realize how fragile a marriage is? You realize how fragile a relationship between a daddy and a daughter? You realize how fragile even our own being is? And God says in that verse that we should take up the foxes. The little foxes, why? Because it's those little things. You know, this morning, I'm not worried about North Korea destroying my marriage. I'm not worried about China separating me and my family. But I am worried this morning there's some little things that can get into my life or her life or our lives. And that will destroy our vineyard.
That's right.
There's some little things. Again, it's not the Democrats or the Republicans that I'm worried about keeping me from God. But there's some little things that if I'm not careful will get into my soul and into my heart that will prevent me from having the relationship with God that I desire and He desires to have with me. So he goes from that place of love, from that place of a desire to communicate, to see, and he warns here to one another. He says, we need to take up those foxes, the little ones, and get rid of them.
Amen.
Take your Bibles over to Luke chapter 13 real quickly this morning. Now, I know, here we are in the great city of Salisbury. I tell people we're really not a city church. We're just a country church that's moved to the city. Now, if you're looking for a city church, this ain't it. We don't have the pomp and circumstances. We're just regular folk that has a great big God, as Brother Rick sung about. Got a great big book that God gave us, and we're just trying our best to love God and do what God would have us to do.
Amen.
But I know. I look around, some are youngins around about. We got youngins over there in that class. We got youngins over there in that class. Most of these youngins have no idea about what I'm getting ready to talk about. Us older folk that grew up out in the country. You ever heard them talk about the fox getting in the hen house? You put them chickens up in a caged area. Why? Keep the foxes from getting them. Now, I grew up in a little bit different area. We had a pretty good sized chicken house. About 20,000 chickens in each one of them. We had two chicken houses with Purdue. But stuff still get in there. A skunk would get in there every once in a while. We had trouble with foxes from every now and then. But we've heard that statement about a fox getting in the hen house. Why? Because that fox would get in there and destroyed, steal them eggs or kill them baby chicks. In our day that I'm living in, we have a lot of trouble on our farm with coyotes. There's many a times that I'll find a calf that a coyote has caught. You know how a coyote catches a calf? They run them and they snip at the back of their legs until they cut that back tendon out of their legs and down they go. I've many times found calves that they've drug them off into the ditch over there or into the brush and they've eaten most of it. It's a danger that's around us, a danger that we keep our eyes open for, a danger that we know is there. But again, most people today don't really think about danger. We don't think about things that are hurting us, things that could damage us until what? It's too late. But see, as a farmer, you know, that those hen houses that they would build those things and do all they could to put a fencing around it, to get a structure that was sound that at night they could put those birds up and hope and pray that nothing would get in there. They just didn't let them run anywhere. They just didn't let them go wherever they wanted to go. Why? They knew there was something out there that was going to kill them. They knew something was out there that was going to destroy them. And friend, this morning, I want to ask you this morning, do you realize, even as we sit here this morning, there's things even at the church house. I look at some of you youngins back there. You see attitude all over you. Sad. You're in danger, man. You don't realize how close you are than some of us adults. We get an attitude in our hearts. We get bitterness. We get things in our lives that separate us from the brethren. Well, we had fellowship time and they didn't even shake my hand. That old sorry Russell, he didn't even ask me to sing. It happens.
Yes, sir.
Did you see how he looked at me? I walked by and they were talking about me. You ain't got a clue what they were talking about. If you're like, listen, you ask her, I'm a people watching person. When we go out to eat, which way do I look? Okay. Towards the door. Why? I'm protecting. There's danger. There's things out there that want to hurt me and hurt my family. I just don't sit there like in a cloud thinking, nothing's ever going to happen. No, I'm watching. And I've tried my best to teach my youngins, and I've tried my best to get my wife to understand. When I say something like, stop! Don't ask me why. Because you're probably getting ready to get run over by a tractor trailer. It amazes me today at some parents. They don't watch their kids. It scares me to death. I'm watching their kids because I don't want nothing to happen to them youngins. But moms and daddies are out in some other world. No, there's danger. Well, I'm going to stay in the house. That's crazy. I got a big God that's protecting me. I got to live in this world. But the world don't need to live in me. So there in the Song of Solomon, we find there again that he tells us that we need to take those foxes and because it's the little ones that will spoil the vine. Now, I want to show you this morning the fox in the hen house this morning. Do you know there was a fox in the hen house? Even in the Lord's day. Let's look at it. Luke chapter 13 real quickly this morning. Very quickly. I ain't got much time. Look at this morning, Luke chapter 13. Look over in verse 31 this morning. Look at him. We'll show you a fox in the hen house. Luke chapter 13, look at verse 31. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees, saying unto him, that being the Lord, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. Verse 32, and he said unto them, this being the Lord, go ye and tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Now, let me stop here, because if I don't say it now, I'll forget. That when he says I'll be perfected, doesn't mean Christ wasn't perfect. It means he's going to be finished. It means the goal has been accomplished. All right. He says again, verse 32, go ye and tell that fox. Who's that fox in this situation? Herod. He says, you go tell that fox, behold, I cast out devils, and I do cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I shall be perfected. Verse 33, nevertheless, I must walk today and tomorrow and the day following, for it cannot be that a prophet perish out of Jerusalem. Verse 34, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as what? A hen. You see anything there? A fox? And a hen. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered the children, thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate, and verily I say unto you, ye shall not see me until the time come when ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. A fox in the hen house. Song of Solomon, God warns us to take those foxes, those little foxes that will spoil the vine. Again, even in our day, there's foxes that want to get into the hen house. Physically. But now spiritually, where I want to get to this morning, God gives us an insight in these verses found in Luke chapter 13. If you go back, and we surely don't have time to do that, if we go back into chapter 13, we're going to find Christ doing miracles. We're going to find Christ walking and teaching in His day. And He comes down here to verse 31 this morning, and we begin to see some things. But I'm going to go backwards a little bit in this story. A fox in the hen house. I want to first of all look for a moment about the hen. Christ there stands there that day as he looks out at Jerusalem and all of his people, and he cries out, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have come unto you. Let me get to the verse so I say it right. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which killest the prophets and stonest them that are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together as a hen doth gather her brood under her wings, and ye would not. Again, God is warning us about the fox. Why? Because the fox is going to kill and steal and destroy. But here we have the Lord comparing himself to a hen. And I thought of some things about, I see here in these verses, about the Lord and him being that hen. First of all, I see the compassion that he had. He stood there that day and he cried out, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem." He had a desire for that people. He had a desire. That was those chosen ones that he came for. And we know, of course, that they denied him. They didn't take him. And because of that, we as Gentiles have been grafted into this wonderful thing. But God there, the Lord Jesus Christ, stood there that day and looked upon people just like you and I. And what compassion he had for that crowd. Not that they deserved it. Not that they really were worthy of it. But he loved them anyway. Only a mother could do that, couldn't he? But we see there the compassion of the Lord. And I will say this morning, no matter who you are, and no matter where you've been, and I'm even saying to the ones that are out there, maybe going to watch this on the internet here in a little while, even now, wherever you are, or whatever you've done, the world might not love you, and it doesn't. Your mom and daddy might not even love you. You might think that nobody loves you. But friend, I'm glad I can stand here this morning on the authority of God and tell you God loves you. He has compassion on you. So I find here that compassion of this hen. I see here a concern. Have you ever, again, some of these young people don't know anything about what I'm talking about. In our chicken houses, I used to love to do this. That's mean, preacher. It was just fun. I thought it was fun. These are birds that's never been outside a day in their life. There's something bred into them, though, that's just in them. 20-some thousand birds in this house. Probably more than that. I don't remember exactly how many birds in them houses. 300-foot houses. They're huge. All these chickens. And I mean, it's noisy in there. You know, a bunch of chickens clocking, do all what they do, flopping around. And I'd go in there and I could whistle like a hawk. And every one of them rascals that heard that would. They hushed. They hunker down. They'd never seen a hawk in their life. But there was something in there that knew, whoop, something's going to get me. I see the compassion of that hen, but I also see the concern of that hen. He's crying out over a nation as that mother hen to that brood. And he's calling out to them, desiring them to come. Why? Because he knows there's danger around about them. How many of us old folks? I'm one. How many of us old folks that were around chickens? You ever seen mama hen? Mama hen holler at them birds? Them little chicks? They'd come running. What'd she do? She'd sit down on them. What a concern. I wonder this morning if we realize this morning how much God's concerned about you and I. Just as he was concerned about the nation of Israel that day, he's concerned this morning about your welfare and my welfare. He's concerned this morning knowing there is a devil that's out there like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And this morning, God is standing before you and I with a compassion that's beyond our imagination, concerned about you, calling unto you to come. So I see the compassion of our Lord. I see the concern of our Lord. But I also see there, I just mentioned it, the call. Do you know this morning, God is, just like I did them birds, I'd whistle and they knew there was danger. God this morning through His Word, through His Spirit, is calling unto you. Just as He did to the nation of Israel. I was deer hunting one time way back. I was sitting there. Had a corn pile probably 30 yards in front of me. All morning long I'd sit there and watch little chipmunks. Eat my corn. They'd run out there. It's the funniest thing. I wish I could have videoed it. That's way back before the phones that we have today. And little old rascals, how about that big? They'd run down there, their mouths swell up about like this. They had packed in there as much corn as they could pack, and then they'd run back to the tree. And I sat there and watched them all morning. And when I was sitting there, there was one in the corn pile, and I saw a shadow coming off the top of my head. That hawk come down there and grabbed that little old ground squirrel. He made one little sound, and away he went. I didn't see another ground squirrel all day. Danger was there. Now it took that little one right there dying for the rest of the bunch to know, don't go there. But why are we running around like there's no danger? Don't we see it all around about us? Don't we see the homes that are falling apart? Don't we see people that are running off into the world? Don't we see people that are just fall off into sin and it don't bother them? Hey, there's danger in Christ this morning as a mother hen with a concern and a compassion is calling. But will you listen? My son's not here this morning, but I used to tell him there's two ways of learning. This is deep. Dr. Spock hadn't even got this deep. Two ways of learning. A hard way and an easy way. My son, and we talked about it yesterday with him, he said, I wish I would have listened, Daddy. He was always wanted to go the hard way. Now he learned, but it sure was a hard learning. And then there's the easy way. Do this, don't do that. And God this morning is telling us what to do and what not to do. And you have a choice to either do it the easy way or the hard way. There's a fox in the hen house. Christ here stands before them that day with compassion, with concern, and a call and a care for them to run. Where did he want them to come to? Under his wings. I don't have time to preach this, but there's so much in the Bible we could talk about how Christ shows us that protection that we find under his wings. So I find the hen. Then I got to find us in this story. There's a fox in the hen house. What's that fox looking for? Something to eat. What's the easiest thing to catch? The little ones. He says here to the nation of Israel, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, I'm calling out to you to come. What are they? They're the little chicks. He says, come. So I find in these chicks this morning, in ours, first of all, the danger. The danger was not to the hen, the danger was to the chicks. This morning, the danger is not about God, the danger is about you and me. So I see the danger. Then I find the denial. What did he say about these chicks? And you would not. How many times I wish that when God said for me to do something, I would have listened.
Yes, sir.
But I would not. There's people this morning that are dying and falling off into hell that God had spoke to, that God had cried to, with that compassion, with that concern. And they would not. So I find the danger. I find the denial. And last of all about these chicks, I find the destruction. Did you see it? Notice in verse 35. Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. And verily I say unto you, look, ye shall not see me. That's the danger of the foxes. That's the dangers of those ones, and we're talking about salvation. That's the danger of not getting saved. You'll be eternally separated from God. But there's a fox in the hen house. Oh, we've seen the hen. We've seen the chicks. But real quickly, I got to show you the fox. Did you see him? Look back over there, verse 32. He said, and said unto them, and again, let's go back to verse 31. Give me 5 minutes and I'll be done. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees. Now listen, these Pharisees, who's that? Hello? Y'all all right? Hey. Who's the Pharisees? That religious crowd. Now listen to what they say. The same day there came certain of the Pharisees saying unto him, get thee out and depart hence, for Herod will kill thee. I got to wonder in my mind, I can't really say this for sure, but I got to wonder in my mind, why would they do that? The Pharisees didn't like Christ. The Pharisees hated Christ. Why did they do that? Because they were a fox too. You know what they were trying to do? The Lord's going through Jerusalem. He's teaching. He's healing. He's doing wonderful things. And the Pharisees can't stand it. They hate it because the people are following after Christ and not going after religion anymore. So the Pharisees come to the Lord and say, hey, you better get out of here. Herod's going to kill you. You know what they were trying to do? They were trying to scare him. They were threatening Christ. Hey, you better leave. Because you're going to get killed by Herod. There's a fox in the hen house. And what verse? I'm telling you. This is just one of them wows in the Bible. Notice what the Lord says. They tell and says, hey, Herod's going to kill you. Verse 32. And he, that's the Lord, said unto them, go ye and tell that fox. Now, a fox is an animal that's sly. It's deceitful. It's destructive. It likes to creep itself in. I've never had a fox attack in the daytime. You know when that fox tries to get into the hen house? At night. Under the cover of darkness. That old fox will work its way in. Slippering and slying in. Deceitful and dangerous. And very quietly. You hardly ever hear a fox. That fox that we saw there in Song of Solomon, chapter 2, he says, you better get them foxes, the little ones. They'll spoil the vine. And this morning, there's a fox in the hen house this morning. And that fox is really slick and he's really sly and he's slipping into your home and he's getting in between you and your wife and your children and he's trying to get you to think, well, nobody at that church loves you. And he's trying to think, well, nobody cares about me. And he's slipping in. And he's dangerous. But notice the Lord. The Lord looked them in the eyeball that day. He says, tell that fox. Can you imagine them bunch of religious Pharisees? They're thinking, we'll get old Jesus. We'll tell him that Herod's going to kill him and he'll get scared and run off. What's this? Jesus, you better get out of here. Herod said he's going to kill you. Jesus bucked up there and stood to him and says, you go and tell that fox. Look at it. Tell that fox. Go ye and tell that fox. Behold, I cast out devils and I do cures today and tomorrow and the third day I shall be perfected. Christ stood that day with all the assurance of Christ. This is God. But friend, this morning I want to tell you, not in your own strength, not in your own power, but this morning there's foxes this morning trying to get into your home, trying to get into your life, that you and I need to stand up just as Christ stood up that day and looked that fox in the eye and says, listen, old boy. He says, you go tell that fox. I'm not quitting. Amen. Go tell that fox I'm going to do some cures today. Go tell that fox I'm going to go down through the city today. Go tell that fox on the third day. And I really believe we can look into that and look at that third day a little bit. What is the third day? Hallelujah, it's the day he rose. You go tell that fox, you're not going to kill me. Why? I'm going to lay my life down. No man can take it from me, but I can lay it down and I'll take it back up. That's what the Lord said. And he says, you go tell that fox. I ain't even going to stop. I'm not even going to slow down. I'm not even going to worry about you, old boy. I've got a work to do and I'm going to that cross. The Bible says that his eyes were set as a flint to that cross. God had a work for Christ to do and Christ said, I'm going to do it. Listen to me. I'm about done. Listen to me. God's got a work for you to do. God's got a work for me to do. And if I'm not careful, I'm going to let some little old fox get into my life and I'm not going to do what I should be doing for the glory of God. But I can stand this morning and say, go tell that fox. Now listen, I can't do it myself. If I don't get in this book, if I don't have the Lord on my side, and I do, I'm no match for the devil. But I got a God this morning. That old devil, that old fox. He says, you go tell that fox. And then I'm done. Look at this. I wish I could spend more time. There's so much here. Look at this. Verse 32, go ye and tell that fox, behold, and that fox is Herod. I didn't know if I said that. Behold, I cast out devils. I do cures today and tomorrow and the third. Aren't you glad he never stops? Aren't you glad he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore? Aren't you glad he's faithful? He says, I'm going to do it today. I'm going to do it tomorrow. And I'm going to do it third day. Verse 3, nevertheless, notice what he says. I must. This morning, is that the attitude that you have when it comes to the things of God? It's not that I have to go to church. I must. It's not that I don't want to come to church. I've got to, man. For me to live is Christ. I've got to have the Lord. I've got to have His presence. I've got to have His book. I've got to have His Spirit. Hey, Jesus said, I must. He must go to that cross, and that's what He did. This morning, God's got a work for you and I to do. But there's a fox in the hen house. Oh, that hen is standing before you and I today, and he's crying out, come, come, there's danger, come, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Whatever's in your life right now, listen, I don't know, you might be here, and there's some here, I'm sure. You don't know the Lord as your Savior. Christ is saying, come. Why? Because that fox is in your life. You're saying, "Well, I won't do it today," or, there's nothing to this, I'm not going to die. Well, friend, every bit of that's a lie. There's a fox. But what about us that are saved? There's still a fox. This morning, if you don't get up under the Lord, if you don't come running, that old fox will get you. But why don't we stand up today and say, I must. I'm not going to stop. If everybody else stop, I'm not going to stop. If nobody else will go, I'll go. And tell that old fox, I must. This morning, what's your attitude this morning? What's in my life that this morning, it's a little fox. Is it something you're watching? Is it something you're listening to? Is it something you're dabbling in? That fox will get into your life and destroy you. That fox will get into your life and deceive you. That fox will get into your life and separate you. God says, go get that fox. Get rid of it. Why? Because it spoils the vine. And remember what that verse said there in Song of Solomon chapter 2? It says our grapes are what? Tender. This morning your heart might be tender. But the longer you go without God, the harder your heart will become. Come while it's tender. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the Lord. Why? He is near. This morning, be careful of the foxes. Go tell that fox, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to waver. This morning, what about you? Let's stand together this morning. Thank you for being